Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting second. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Batting third. The left fielder, Mitchell Page. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fifth. The DH, Jerry Tabb. Batting sixth. The catcher, Manny Sanguilan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim Tyrone. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Rick Langford. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The right fielder, Henry Cruz. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Stone. And now, play ball. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott takes first base on ball four. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo strikes out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Essien and he is out, Kessinger applying the tag. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page takes first base on ball four. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Page. The throw from Essien and he is out, Kessinger applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Garr reaches second base with a double. Henry Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross juggles the ball. That's an error on Gross. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Garr moves to third. Cruz moves to second. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Garr scores. Cruz moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Stone covering, for the out. One out. Jerry Tabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabb strikes out. Two outs. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sanguilan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo misplays the ball. That's an error on Picciolo. Spencer moves to second. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien takes first base on ball four. Spencer moves to third. Kessinger moves to second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen fields it and throws to home to get Spencer. Kessinger moves to third. Essien moves to second. Two outs. Henry Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone strikes out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas strikes out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gross moves to third. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Essien to Orta covering second. The throw back to home, and Gross is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-1 in the game. Orta takes first base on ball 4. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gamble hits a line drive towards first. Jorgensen reaches out to catch the ball, and throws to second to catch Orta attempting to get to second, for the double play. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Picciolo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Page hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Tabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabb is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabb hits a fly ball into right field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Essien hits a fly ball into right field. Tyrone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanguilan takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1. Athletics. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 0 for 1 in the game. Tyrone takes first base on ball 4. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas strikes out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott hits a line drive towards first. Spencer catches it and steps on first to double up Tyrone. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Garr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henry Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. Cruz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Horta hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gamble hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 2 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen juggles the ball. That's an error on Jorgensen. Gamble moves to second. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott misplays the ball. That's an error on Scott. Gamble moves to third. Soderholm moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field. Armas picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Armas. Gamble scores. Soderholm scores. Spencer moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-2, White Sox. Bob Lacey now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spencer moves to third. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Essien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spencer scores. Lemon moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, White Sox. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Garr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Picciolo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Picciolo moves to second. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Page hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Tabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabb is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabb hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Henry Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Horta hits a line drive into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-3 in the game. Soderholm hits a line drive to left field. Page throws towards Scott. Scott fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Scott. Sanguillan fumbles the ball. That's an error on Sanguillan. Gamble goes all the way around to score. Soderholm moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, White Sox. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a pop-up towards short. Picciolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sanguillan hits a line drive into right field. Cruz picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cruz. Sanguillan moves to second. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gross hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sanguillan moves to third. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tyrone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Tyrone moves to second. Willie Crawford pinch hits for Rob Picciola. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Rich McKinney pinch hits for Willie Crawford. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Newman now catching. Rodney Scott now playing shortstop. Marty Perez now playing second base. Craig Mitchell now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas, who is chasing the ball. Lemon reaches third base with a triple. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon scores. It's 8-2, White Sox. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Essien hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Garr hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Henry Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Page hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jorgensen strikes out. One out. Jerry Tabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabb is 0-for-3 in the game. Tabb is called out on strikes. Two outs. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamilton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gamble hits a line drive into right field. Tyrone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Soderholm takes first base on ball 4. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Mitchell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gross hits a fly ball into right field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tyrone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-3 in the game. Armas strikes out. 2 outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.